This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Today's the deadline for public comment on a Bureau of Land Management rule that would put conservation on equal footing with other public land uses. BLM Colorado State Director Doug Vilsack says the most helpful comments will be ones that suggest language changes.
And I think there will be some significant changes to the rule because that's just what happens between a draft and getting 100,000 comments in the door.
Supporters say the rule will provide a framework for conservation on public lands, but opponents worry it will come at the expense of other permitted uses such as mineral extraction and grazing. Starting this month, people buying tobacco from any store in the U.S. will see signs warning of the health risks from smoking. The signs were ordered by a court after a 2006 verdict against Altria, Philip Morris USA, and R.J. Reynolds. The judge ruled that the companies violated civil racketeering laws and lied to the public about the health risks and addictiveness of cigarettes. However, the tobacco companies fought the placement of the warning signs until this past December, when the U.S. Department of Justice, public health advocates, and the companies negotiated an agreement. The signs will stay up for 2 years, including in more than 4,000 tobacco retailers in Colorado. A new University of Denver project aims to get more psychologists into Colorado's rural schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The college will help recruit and train 32 new school psychologists to help fill a critical shortage in rural Colorado. Schools are supposed to have a ratio of one school psychologist for every 500 students. DU researchers say in rural schools, it's one for every 2,100 students. DU received a five-year, $3.8 million federal grant to offer reduced tuition for students to earn an educational specialist in school psychology degree. Trainees will learn online so they can stay in their home communities for most of the program. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org, including how might we save the Colorado River? Well, come read that on our homepage. It is 8:07. Stay here for more Morning Edition.